We're in Simin Tov Nun Aleph, the halachas of Kasher and Kalim for Pesach. We're up to Siv Yud Beis, and that's what we'll be doing today. So the Machaber says, Kol HaKalim, all the Kalim, Tzarech LaHagel Yudoseim Kamosan. There's a need not only to Kasher the Kalim, but also the handles. The reason why you have to kasher the handles is because, first of all, perhaps some taste went through all the way to the handles, and second of all, because something may have splashed onto the handles itself. It says the Rama Hagam Miyuim Lo Higilu Ayodas Ein Lesser B'Di'Eved. Whereas if the handles were not kasher, we would not aser B'Di'Eved. Va'Filu Lachatchila Yochal Agilu Ayde Irui Shemara Aleim Yisur VeHeter. Yeah, Shemara Aleim. That you go and pour on them, meaning that you don't need the same kind of hagol as you do for the pot itself. The pot is a kli rishon. The handles we consider having gotten splashed, and therefore iru would be enough. Now, first of all, as a rule, there is a shita, the shita sarashba, that we are often choshish for, where he holds that in a metal keli we say cham iktsoso cham kula, which means that if part of it absorbed something, that spread all over the place. In other kalim, something that's not metal, if you're talking about something that a kalim made of a different material, there's no chamik tzasach hamkulo. However, there are problems where things can get splashed anywhere on the outside. Therefore, when the Machaber here says that you have to be magil the yedoseim, you have to be magil the handles of them, he's coming from one of these two places. Either because he's holding that since it's a metal keli, the handles of the keli will absorb through it, that's assuming that they too are metal. Or a second thing is, if this is not metal, then they got splashed on. The Rama, however, said that b'di'eved it's alright. The reason being, even if it's metal, first of all, we'll say kavolo kachpolto. If the way it got its taste is through the pot, it went directly into the handle, so too we would say that when you kasher the pot, it'll extract the taste from the handles. With regard to it being splashed, unless you know for a fact that it was splashed, the Ramo would not aser b'di'eved. We have a klal of ein machzikin on iser. We do not assume that something became treif if you don't know for sure. Now, what happens if you did not do hagola on the keli itself, and say some, the handle of the keli touched some food on Pesach? The halacha is that we would aser the food. If you know this is in a pashtus, this is in a case of a metal keli. Now, in a case where you know that you used the outside of the pot at some point, you dipped it into another pot or something, it was used for Isser, then it'll be Isser even b'di'eved. That's not what the Rama was talking about. The Rama who said that if you kasher the pot but not the handle, it doesn't Isser, was referring to when we have no reason to really believe that the handles ever got anything on them, any chametz on them. The Taz claims that if this is all in a pot, but if you're dealing with the handle of a knife, for sure that ended up getting hot chametz on it. Lichat chila, you should never use a keli that was only kashered without its handles. The b'di'eved that the Rama is talking about is not using it, but if it touched food on Pesach, we wouldn't go and aser the food. But lichat chila, you should not use a keli where you did not kasher the handles, so that when we kasher a keli, we kasher the handles as well.